White House cleans up again after Joe Biden questions legitimacy of 2022 election. By Charlie Spiering on January 20, 2022. The White House spent Thursday morning trying to clean up comments President Joe Biden made questioning the legitimacy of the 2022 midterms. Let's be clear, the president was not casting doubt on the legitimacy of the 2022 election, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki wrote on social media. During his press conference, Biden repeatedly warned that voting reforms passed by Republicans in states could call into question the results of the election. "Oh, yeah, I think it easily could be illegitimate," Biden said when asked about the 2022 midterms, as Breitbart News reported. Biden repeatedly questioned the legitimacy of the upcoming 2022 election, unless bills were passed in Congress to federalize elections. "I'm not going to say it's going to be legit," he said. "It's, the increase in the prospect of being illegitimate is in direct proportion to us not being able to get these reforms passed." Psaki claimed Biden was actually trying to support the legitimacy of the election. Let's be clear, the president was not casting doubt on the legitimacy of the 2022 election, she wrote. He was making the opposite point. She claimed Biden was challenging Republicans for trying to overturn the 2020 election results on claims of election fraud. "The big lie is putting our democracy at risk. We're fighting to protect it," she concluded. Psaki also went on Fox News to try to explain Biden's comments. Psaki's latest attempt to explain the president is not the only thing she had to correct after Biden's nearly two-hour press conference on Wednesday. She immediately released a statement on Russia and Ukraine after Biden shocked the world by suggesting Putin has to do something on Ukraine and that a minor incursion might be allowed. President Biden has been clear with the Russian president. If any Russian military forces move across the Ukrainian border, that's a renewed invasion, and it will be met with a swift, severe, and united response from the United States and our allies. Psaki wrote, insisting that Biden affirmed today that those acts of Russian aggression will be met with a decisive, reciprocal, and united response.